Blog Talk Radio.
Say it loud. I'm blacks, black, and I'm proud. Say it loud. I'm blacks, B-L-A-X, black, B-L-A-C-K, and proud. Say it loud. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital X, capital B, capital L, capital A, capital C.
Ooh, Jambo. Hello. How you doing? Kiswahili. Fuwaha Kwanz. Fuwaha Billy Siku. Happy second day. Kwanzaa, the first day of the work week. Billy, the second day of the week. How y'all doing? How's everybody? I trust everyone had a great, groovalicious weekend, etc., etc., etc. Today, blacks, B-L-A-X, black, B-L-A-C-K, radio, we're going to be talking about Sir Mr. George Edward Alcorn. He was born in 1940. Physicist George Alcorn, Edward Alcorn Jr., figured out how to find out the question of whether or not life exists on other planets. In 84, Alcorn and his colleagues patented a device to detect extraterrestrial life, the imaging X-ray spectrometer. This is one of dozens that Alcorn has invented over the years, and one with the most popular appeal. That's not to say Alcorn's other works isn't interesting. It is. He is an atomic and molecular physicist. He also studied missile trajectory, orbits, invented components for semiconductors, designed instruments used in space, and created devices to detect atmospheric contaminants, among other things. He's won the esteem of his colleagues and his industry's top awards, including NASA's Inventor of the Year Award in 84. Few people have the training needed to understand the implications of Alcorn's work. Much of his work is not even available, as it is classified as top secret. He encouraged others, especially blacks, to follow in his footsteps. Alcorn has mentored countless scientists. He was born March 22, 1940, excelled in school, winning a four-year scholarship in Occidental College in Pasadena, graduated with a bachelor's degree in 62. He took with him 8 letters in basketball and football. Whoa! I have a master's degree. 9 months after enrolling, completed a master's degree in nuclear physics. Wow. He worked with Rockwell. Rockwell missiles, the Titan, 1, 2, Saturn, Nova. His work focused on not only developing new technology, but also identifying how to promote the use of NASA-developed technologies. Born, let me see. Wait a minute, where was that at? Oh, wait a minute. Where was that at? He was in Ohio. Wait a minute. He was in Ohio. Let me see. I lost it somewhere. In 78, Alcorn left IBM and joined. Wait a minute. Okay. He worked at IBM. He taught electrical engineering, University of District of Columbia. He left IBM with NASA. As a result, he was a NASA Inventor of the Year. In 1990, he was named the manager for advanced programs for NASA. In 1994, he oversaw a space shuttle experiment, which was utilized in 1991. He's a government technology. So this, my man was a genius in physicist and stuff like that. I had seen something about his Ohio roots. But man, I lost it. Yeah. But anyway, George Alcorn, the X-ray machine. Well, not the X-ray machine, but the, you see, he had over 25 patents? He has over 30 inventions and 8 patents. Yeah, there it is. There it is. Inventions. Best known invention is the X-ray spectrometer. Other significant plasma etching for semiconductor devices. He invented developing the airborne linear topography. Patents issued. Methods for forming dense, dry etched, multi-level, hardened, photoresistant master, dense, dry etched, multi-level, imaging, X-ray, spectrometer. Method of fabricating the end. Process for forming ledge-free aluminum copper. Process for controlling the wall inclination of a plasma etch via hole. Wow. Anyhow, as I was saying, sir, Mr. George Edward Alcorn Jr. So, when you see the X-ray machine, think of Sir Mr. George Edward Alcorn Jr. Anyhow, another black man who consisted of the 3 W's, changed the whole wide world. One more time, because that's what black men and women do. Anyhow, as always, Asante Tana. Thank you very much. Moja Gubena, one love. Baraka, blessing. Amani Kutoka from above.